How's everybody doing tonight?
Is it awkward yet? We'll wait.
Yes, it is.
Not you! Okay, we're done.
All right.
Hi, how are you guys? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Good, that's nice. Man, there's a lot of people here tonight.
Yes, there is.
He's good at this. Listen, we're from Rockcast Show. We do conversations with rock stars. Now, here's the problem is Saving Abel decided it was a good idea for us to show up here and do what we're doing right now.
It was a horrible idea.
A horrible idea. No, it's a horrible idea. You'll understand soon enough.
Yep.
Who's excited about a show, however?
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Live music is back.
Live music is back. I feel like we've said that on the show a couple times.
I have said that once or twice.
Live music, like we've rehearsed it. It's weird.
I think I dreamed it.
Ooh. Should we talk about your dreams?
Hey, by the way, this is Eric Black.
Hi. Yeah.
Everybody give Eric Black a round of applause right here.
Yes. Wow. Parker Minor right here. So we met Jared, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, something like that. I mean, we've been in connection, but we met him on the show. We
did technically years ago.
We did a conversation with him and some other friends that he brought on the show. And from there, they decided, again, that it was an excellent idea for us to partner with them and do some of this stuff. So here we are. We're hanging out with you fine folks. Hey, who was at the meet and greet, first of all?
Oh, wow. A lot of people.
It's not fair.
Awesome.
It's not fair for you. How did it go? Was it good? Did everybody enjoy it? It was awesome? Yeah. Any high fives or any situations like that? No?
You signed a thing.
But you're not sure what that thing was? It was a thing.
What is this thing
hey,
that
y'all got signed? Can y'all sign my shoe right here? Okay, that's fair.
So,
I tried to get Jared to sign my boot, and he's like, I'm not doing that. It's not going to happen. It's fair.
Let's get to the first rules. House rules, number one, no pants are allowed. Anybody with pants on, you can leave.
All right. Well,
okay.
See ya.
We'll let that pass. So.
I'm going to sit. Here's the thing. This is where Jared's going to sit. This is where.
I'm feeling a seat right here, man.
I don't know, man. That's going to get kind of weird.
I can't feel his shoes.
No, because they're smaller. So you'll overfill them.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
how
that works.
They say about small shoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about that then. Jared Weeks is now back in Saving Abel.
Yes.
Right? Pretty awesome. We're excited about that too. We had to keep a secret for a very, very long amount of time. It was a very long time. I'm impressed that we actually did it.
But today is the day. We get to finally
Yeah, we get to kind of see what's going on. The green room, by the way, back there in the back, not green.
It's not green
It's
at
not
all.
Green. I was highly disappointed.
I hate to let you down. It's not green.
Not green at all. I was actually kind of mad. I'm probably going to write a letter.
I was let down. No, actually, this place is awesome.
No, it's good. Yeah. Writer Studios, this place is awesome. Amazing. They have done more than enough to accommodate everything that's happening right here. It's been great. So we're very pleased, very happy to be here tonight.
How do they say this name, the place of this?
Ridenour.
I say right now.
Oh, you are definitely from the South.
So I didn't get to see. So how many people have actually been here before? Oh, wow.
That's okay.
Well, all you newbies,
you don't count.
Welcome.
You work here, weirdo.
Yeah.
How many people is that, like 8, 10?
It's probably like 2.
Two people.
Yeah.
Two people. The lights are bright.
This
you can't
good.
Really see a lot
Man,
up here.
This is awesome.
So that's
well,
how that...
y'all are going to be back. We guarantee that.
Yeah, you're going to be back. It's going to happen. There's going to be a lot more shows here.
We're going to plan to do some sessions.
Yeah.
Future sessions with some other rock.
Speaking of which, this tonight, right now, is the first Rockcast Sessions show.
That's right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
That's right.
You guys are a part of history. I don't know if anybody's going to record that or not, but it doesn't matter. You're going to be a part of history, so there you go.
We will mention this. We debated. Now, we used to work for a little radio station in Nashville.
Yeah. It's a rock radio station.
It's a rock radio station.
Yeah.
102.9 The Buzz. So, we were there, and,
that's all we're going to say about that.
They wished us into our future endeavors, and here's our future endeavors.
This
so
is
thank
it.
You.
So thank you, 102.9 The Buzz.
This is awesome.
Appreciate that. We give them credit for everything we're doing now.
That's right.
Yeah, whether it's good or bad. If it's bad, it's definitely.
Yeah,
definitely
we definitely give them that credit.
We're not at fault for that.
We love some people there still.
Yeah, they're one.
They're all right.
One person.
Maybe, like one.
Maybe two.
But
maybe two.
For y'all to have the rock experience that we're bringing you tonight with Save and Able, you're going to need us. Because it ain't in Nashville. It's here.
It's here, right here.
It's going to be here for the future. We're going to have more shows to bring you for
that's
that.
Right.
So.
And we just want to say thank you, and Saving Able will touch on this as well, but thank you guys for spending the money on doing all of this stuff. I mean, I know that's hard-earned money. So I know, because I spend money on stupid crap, too. I bought 14 boxes of Legos for no reason. No reason. Didn't matter. They were just there. I was like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
They're still in the boxes. That was 6 years ago. So thank you guys for doing that. We appreciate that tonight.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, give yourselves. Come on. Bring it up. Let's go. Everybody. Yep. That's good. I like it.
It would just be me and Eric up here if y'all weren't here. So
that's right. We were going to open with acoustic guitar, and then we realized, we can't play.
Well, Dave Matthews, the drummer, he actually couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah, he couldn't make it.
We got Toby in his place.
I don't know if you guys here. Let me get out of the way. Listen, here. You probably saw it.
Toby.
This is our friend Toby right here. He's going to be playing the drums. Now, I know you're saying that's probably impossible because he can't reach that far.
He can.
And that's interesting.
You know what?
Let's
give him a better view.
There we go. Yeah.
This is Toby. Everybody give Toby a round of applause.
Now, there's more stuff from Toby. If you go
on our
socials, at Rockcast Show, you can find out more about Toby. We're going to be doing some stupid
stuff. It gets a little weird.
He does get a little weird. Some of you might be like, I don't know why these guys are associated with Saving Able. That was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Doesn't work, but here we are. So Toby's going to hang out right there for the show.
That's right.
If you want to get a picture with him, you can try. I don't know what he doesn't really move.
You know what?
He
Maybe
just
we
stays
should pass
there.
Him around and get pictures.
We could do that.
You want to take pictures with Toby? Oh snap!
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Tag Rockcast Show in these pictures. We'll get
That's
it started right here. Who wants it first? Right here. All right.
Take a selfie. Hashtag Rockcast Show.
Get weird with it.
And we'll go from there. So tonight, how this is going to go? We're going to bring the gentleman out. We're going to sit down. No, we're probably not going to sit down because there's only this amount of chairs here.
Yes.
We'll probably stand up and feel awkward.
Maybe.
It's what we do. It's how we roll.
Pass it around. Pass it around. Feel free to pass it around.
There we go. All right. Here we go.
What we need to do.
There's a little confusion with Toby. It's okay. Everything's fine. Security. Security's been alerted. We're good. Watching you.
We do have one thing. We have a couple of giveaways that we want to do, but not physically here. We have them. So what we want to do is we can't get a picture of everybody in here, so we may do a video real quick, just kind of a pan shot there and a pan shot back. And what we'll do is we'll put it on. What you need to do first, if you haven't done this already, you are slacking. You need to go ahead and like Save and Able on Facebook and Instagram. You probably already do, just saying. Already do, see. Now, if you haven't, go ahead and do it right now. Who all has phones in this room, by the way?
Oh, I should.
Everybody.
Probably,
all right.
Did I like
pull them out. Go ahead.
I got to like it, too. Hold on.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead.
Do, 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 do.
He's got slacking.
Do,
all right. Yeah.
Do,
so go ahead. Pull them
follow.
Out. Go ahead and like them. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a video. I'm going to go ahead and get the phone out, and we'll post it.
Yeah, we're going to post this right now. So it's a video, so you can do whatever you
Now, realistically,
like
give me a second. I'll post it while we're in the back. So, we'll post this video. I'm going to pan.
I'm going to get out of the way.
And
get out of the way.
We're going to
He's crazy
give
with
you the
phone.
Opportunity to tag yourselves on Facebook and on Instagram, all right? And we're going to have different stuff we can give away to random winners. We're going to give away some merch. We're going to give away some maybe some Nashville Sounds tickets for sports people. Who likes that?
Yeah.
All right? So we got some cool stuff. So let's do this. Everybody raise your hands. Just get wild for 1 second. Get loud. All right.
Hey, did that light actually work on your phone?
It did.
It did?
Yeah.
You actually could make that happen?
It did.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I think we got some business to get.
Well, I think we probably do. Guys, we want to bring the guys. Guys, we want to bring the guys on stage. That's what I was going to go with. We're going to go with that because that sounds good.
Saving Able.
Saving Able. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, you guys are just as pretty as earlier when you was going through the meet and greet line. And I'm just as ugly. We're all ugly. Everybody up here. So how y'all doing? Y'all doing good? Y'all enjoy the little bit of splash of rain today? But we are Saving Abel, and this band was created by me and this fella right over here, stage right, Jason, your left. A little bit over 20 years ago, growing up, and we grew up about 3 hours from here in Corinth, Mississippi. And Nashville was always the big city for us. We'd come back when Opryland was still a amusement park. Anyways, this is one of the first songs that we've ever written, Jason and I, and it made it onto our very first album. This song goes out to all the men and women in the United States military. It's been 18 days since I had to look in myself. Well, I don't wanna have to change if I only know one will. Is it my state of mind, or is it just everything else? Well, I don't wanna have to be here. I don't understand you now. 'Cause it's been 18 days since I first held at you. But to me it feels just like, it feels like a lifetime. I'm trying not to rearrange it. Some say it's the hardest thing to do. That's another 18 days without you. Well, time after time, I've been through this. You showed me what it means to live. You give me hope when I was hopeless. But as my days fade tonight, well, I remember that state of mind. I'm soaring straight into your heart. Well, I'll fly. 'Cause it's been 18 days since I first held at you. But to me it feels just like, it feels like a lifetime. I'm trying not to rearrange it. Some say it's the hardest thing to do. That's another 18 days without you. Oh, and I know what they say about all good things. Well, they come to an end. But I'll fight this time so that we might have a chance out of this. 'Cause it's been 18 days since I had to look in myself. Well, I don't wanna have to change if I only know one will. 'Cause it's been too many days since I first held you. But to me it feels just like, it feels like a lifetime. I'm trying hard to rearrange it. Some say it's the hardest thing to do. That's another too many days without you. Yeah. Well, I know what they say about all good things. They come to an end. but I'll fight this time so that we might have a chance out of this. God bless everybody in the United States military.
Yeah.
Y'all drinking beer tonight? I'm drinking beer tonight. Except mine's non-alcoholic for all you self-controllers out there. We want you guys to be loud with us tonight. We know this is an acoustic, but I want to hear somebody say, yeah! All right, we got this. This next tune was on our first album as well, and Jason and I wrote this tune in between Corinth, Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee. Now, like I said, when we grew up 88 miles from Memphis, Tennessee, so that's where rock and roll was for us. And we grew up 40 miles north of Tupelo, which is where Elvis Presley was born. God bless America. But I remember writing this tune in between red lights between Corinth, Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee. And this song's about going for your dreams and trying to reach it. There's always something that's in your way, but you always pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you keep marching forward. This is a song called Drowning Face Down. Chimes before I've a walk through the valley below the sun. I've wandered endlessly and I've waited for my time to come. I think I'm drowning. Can someone lend a hand? Can someone save me? Cause I don't think I can. I come if I to turn around. It's hard to reach for you when I'm lying face down. I carry my soul, I'm lost in a moment, lying face down, returning home. I find myself wishing I was already gone. But how long does it take to find me? I'm waiting for someone. I think I'm drowning. Someone lend a hand. Someone save me. Cause I don't think I can. I come if I to turn around. It's hard to reach for you when I'm lying face down. I carry my soul, I'm lost in a moment, lying face face down. I carry my soul, I'm lost. I'm lost in a moment like.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little Saving Abel.
Let's bring back Eric and Parker, woo! Guys. You guys make some noise for my buddies here. Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
I feel great. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well.
I'm well, too.
I'm
feel
very
great.
Well.
I feel great.
Hey, can you... I'm digging this microphone here, buddy.
Yeah, I had a very good friend give me this microphone, and when I went to plug in tonight, I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to use the microphone Pops gave me.
Oh, that's real nice.
I like it.
It's real special.
It's got an American flag on it.
Yeah.
Right,
if you guys thought this was choreographed, you're wrong. But if we get up here with these guys, we're going to end up talking all night, and we're not going to end
that's
up
right.
singing.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that. Yeah. We're only going to do a minute of it.
But I like talking
just
to you guys.
One minute.
No, it's good. We have good talks.
Yeah.
I'll just take a drink.
Oh, that'll work. So, everybody give it up for Saving Abel. Of course, we got Scott Bartlett on the strings over here. Everybody
hey,
give it up
hey.
For Scott. Hold up. Let me move over here. Scott Wilson on bass. That makes Scott squared right there, too. The infamous Jason Knoll.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's give it up.
And yes, his name really is.
Yes.
Dave Matthews.
Dave
on
Matthews.
Drums. Dave Matthews on drums.
That's right. We had a replacement for you, but we decided to bring you in, so it's okay.
That's right, yeah.
And of course, none other than the original frontman of Saving Abel.
Hello, I'm Jared.
Jared Weeks.
J Dope.
All right, gentlemen, this is a little segment that we like to call Q&A.
Q&A.
The late ones. Are you questions and answers?
Questions and answers.
Questions and assholes. Yes.
Well, there's a few of those up here. Two I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yes.
I have a question. Here's the thing. We're gonna take some questions from the audience here in just a second. But this question, nobody knows.
We don't know that. There's no answer.
It's a myth.
I went to the Wikipedia and they're like, I don't know. No idea.
Wikipedia lied about me. They said I have like $50 million.
Do you not?
I do not. I did. I made millions of dollars for other people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The music industry.
That's
yeah.
how that happened.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I've got three names that I need to know answers to.
Yes.
All right.
This is, I don't know, Trans-American, Roger Dodger, and Red Hot Cherry. Please
oh, wow.
explain
those
me.
Are all the original members of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, those were when we were youngins, young and green, and in Memphis recording our album. We had songs, we had band members, we had everything but a band name. So those are some of the band names that we threw out from the beginning. Roger Dodger was my favorite.
I think
like
so.
That.
Now,
I like
hold,
that.
Hold on. We're going to take a poll. All right.
Yeah, let's do a poll.
Not
that.
Fitting at all. Again, Trans-American. Who likes that name?
Trans-American.
Sounds like an airline.
Sounds
right?
like an airline, right?
Yeah, okay, Roger like Dodger. All right. Red Hot Cherry.
Oh,
Roger Dodger.
Sounds,
I think
right.
that's
sounds like if, Roger hey, Dodger.
If you
Roger
guys
Dodger
out,
it is.
If you guys figure out Saving Abel doesn't work out, I mean
we're no longer Saving Abel. We are Roger Dodger. Thank you. You guys, it was a special night tonight. You didn't know that.
Very special. Parker, can you venture out to the crowd if you feel like going out there, find some fancy person that has a question. Who has a question for these fine
folks
out here
now? Who's got a question?
Anybody got a question?
She's got a question. Let's talk to her.
Let's do this.
Fancy.
All right.
Fancy. She's fancy. Look, she's all fancy.
Fancy.
Should we do the old Willy Wonka? Here we go.
First of all, do you like Corona?
Do I like Corona, the virus, or the beer?
Oh.
I'll take a Corona beer, though, yeah.
What's the biggest obstacle you've overcome in recording or playing your music? I mean, what's the thing that was like holding you back that you had to overcome to just...
Well, that's such a great question because it comes from so many different angles as well. But one of the greatest things that I've am still learning to overcome is myself. I spent many years living life at a volume that Saving Abel was living. That's the volumes cranked all the way up to 11, you know. And, you know, it's not about pot. It's not about drugs. It's not about sex. All that stuff is what we do to cope with life sometimes. It's the same as, you know, living every day here. Like, but, you know, I had some childhood trauma back in the day, so I've been going to therapy for years. But I think I think mental health is one of the biggest things that we need to focus on in America right now, especially coming out of this isolation that we were all in.
Yep, yep, for sure.
But I would have to say myself, and I'm still learning to do that because, man, I'm a big son of a bitch, I tell you.
All right, so rumor has it you guys have more songs that you want to sing.
Yeah, we're going to play some more tunes. Y'all want some more tunes?
All right. Saving Abel.
Well, this next song's off our third album I did with these fellas. And we wanted a song to represent some people that we know need representing, because there's tons. I got daughters. I've got a son. We've all got kids, and we know that this exists, and that's bullying. Nobody likes a bully. So we wrote this song sort of as a theme song for all those kids that are having trouble. This song called Bringing Down the Giant. We're going to do a little different version. Got back up and I dusted off. Well, I'm past the pain and I'm taking back all that I lost. Well, I'm gonna kick you off the throne, swing your crown up on the wall. Yeah, your glory days are gone, gone, gone. Sweet, I'm bringing down the giant. Well, I won't sit here and be silent. When your world comes crashing down, well, I'll remind you, well, I'm the one who's laughing loud in your face. Yeah, yeah, your karma's coming back. I'm here to find you. Well, this could get a little violent. Yeah, I'm bringing down, down the giant. Let me hear you scream. Yeah, too many lies built up inside and they're bound to fall. Standing face to face, you're not so big after all. Take a bow, you've had your shot at looking down while you're on top. Yeah, your glory days are gone, gone, gone. Well, I'm bringing down the giant. Well, I won't sit here and be silent. When your comes crashing down, I'll remind you. Well, I'm the one who's laughing loud in your face. Yeah, yeah, your karma's coming back. I'm here to find you. Well, this could get a little violent. Yeah, I'm bringing down, bringing down the giant. Yeah, 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 yeah. When your world comes crashing down, well, I'll remind you, well, I'm the one who's laughing loud in your face. Yeah, yeah, your karma's coming back, here to find you. Well, it could get a little violent, yeah. Bringing down the giant, yeah. I'm the one who's laughing loud in your face. Yeah, yeah, your karma's coming back. I'm here to find you. This could get a little violent, yeah. I'm bringing down the giant.
Yee, thank you. Y'all having a good time? Me too. This is literally like our first show back.
Quite literally.
You guys are awesome for being here. Thank you so much for Ridden Hour Studios for having us here as well. We've been here all week with these guys. That's right. Make some noise for these guys, man. I've literally been singing for hours a day for about 4 days. We've been rehearsing here. This is such a great rehearsal studio. So if you guys need any, you guys want to start a band, here would be the place to do it. We're going to play you a song that we've never played live before. It's on our third album. This is a song off the Bringing Down the Giant album. We've never played it before. I hope you guys like it. This is a song called Me and You.
When it all comes down to me and you, we're all hiding a little light under the truth. Well, maybe we should take our time, there's nothing to lose. When it all comes down, yeah, to me and you. I wanna let you know, no, no, I'm about to let you go, go, go. You can use my love anytime, any place, anymore. I have to let you learn, learn, learn that I could've got burned, burned, burned. Yeah, yeah, looks like we've been here before. Yeah, when it all comes down to me and you, we're all hiding a little light under the truth. Well, maybe we should take our time, there's nothing to lose. But when it all comes down to me and you, just another kiss goodbye, and just another reason why you can't run every time everybody says everything's gone wrong. Cause I won't let you get away, I won't let you run from me. Yeah, no use pretending anymore. Yeah, well, baby, when it all comes down to me and you, we're all hiding a little light under the truth. Maybe we should take our time, there's nothing to lose. When it all comes down, we're not that far, we're not that far. We've come this far, we've come this far, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Comes down to me and you. We're all hiding a little lie under the truth. Maybe we should take our time. There's nothing to lose when it all comes down. Yeah, when it all comes down to me and you. We're all hiding a little lie under truth. Maybe we should take our time. There's nothing to lose when it all comes down to me and you.
Woo. Y'all give it up for Saving Abel.
All right.
You got me sweating on that one.
Woo. Yeah. Hey, I think... I don't know, is it just me? But I think Saving Abel's back.
Yeah, they're back.
We are here.
Wow.
You think they're back?
Wow.
We're back.
Straight from the green room.
Right from the green room. That's exactly where we're back from.
That's right. Spent some time in the green
room.
Hey,
what do you call it when a chameleon can't change his colors anymore? Reptile dysfunction.
What?
Wow.
That wasn't a penis joke.
No.
That's solid.
Yeah, that was a dad
joke. That's solid. Oh, wow. Hey, here's the thing. They're getting ready to go on tour. There's a lot of stuff going on. SavingAble.com has all of the information. If you're not attached to their socials, why are you even existing right now? Go like them. You have a phone right now. Get on the phone. Like everything that they are. Follow them everywhere. Sign up for their emails.
I like that. Like everything that they are.
Like everything that they are.
All of it.
You guys have merch, too, right?
We do have merch. You guys saw it when you walked in. Yeah. If you feel like you missed out on something, come by and say hi.
That's right.
Yeah. Or bye. Whichever. Entering or leaving or I don't know. Parker, can we get two more questions from the fine folks?
And let's go on this side.
Out here in what we call the audience.
How about that? We'll come back.
That's what they called. That's what they said.
Anybody
they,
got any questions?
Anybody got a question?
We're on this side now.
Here we go. What's your name?
My name is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
How are you? Y'all doing okay?
Hey, man, we're good. Good to see you.
Out of My Face, what was her name? Who's that song about?
Out of My Face. That was, wow. that was a point in our career. That was real early, and we had 18 Days, Addicted, Drowning recorded. We had a few others on the very first album. And we all came together and we decided we wanted to write a rock song, one that was pushing, because we had all the ballads, we had all the slow songs, and we wanted to have a rock song. And Bartlett was sitting there and he came up with this really funky riff, obviously the riff to Out of My Face. And then basically Blake Dixon, our drummer, helped write some of the lyrics. So I imagine he was talking about people that are always in his face. But it's a song written by Blake, and we helped him write it out on. He's no longer with us. He's back at home playing his own music thing now. But that is one of the first rock and roll songs that we wrote for the very first album, was entitled Get Out of My Face.
Good question. Let's take
one
from the middle.
It started out about a girl, but was finished about her mother, though.
Like most things. Like most things. The song started out by a girl, and then the song was finished by her mother.
It's not weird. It's not weird. It's fine.
Do we have any questions in the middle section?
In the middle, right here in the middle, yeah.
You got one? All right. I'll hop down.
Oh, thank you. Hi, guys.
Hola.
Melanie. Hola.
Hey, hey.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. ¿Y usted?
What is the meaning behind the song Parachute?
Ooh. Jason, you wrote that one.
Yep.
Well, we wrote it together.
Yeah, being from the South, Jared and I both grew up in church and things like that, but it just seemed at that time like the right thing to put on a record. I was big into Johnny Cash and all this stuff, and they never made qualms about their faith.
Yeah.
So we wanted to say something.
Good answer.
All right, here's the skinny. I just wanted to say that. There's, well, I might have. Yeah. You're sitting down. You guys have one more song, right?
Yeah, we'll play you guys another song if you guys want to hear it. We'll play.
All right, let's do another. You guys want to hear another song? All right.
Let's do it.
I had a friend tell me once, as Charlie Daniels says, you always dance with who brought you to the dance. Well, this one brought us to the dance many, many years ago, and I'm sure all you guys have danced to this song. Hope you guys enjoy it. I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're only around with me. In between the sheets, oh, the sound you make with every breath you take, it's unlike anything when you're loving me. Yeah. Ooh, girl, let's take it slow. So ask for you, well, you know where to go. I wanna take my love and hate you to the end. Yeah, yeah. It's not like you to turn away from all the pressure I can't take. And it's not like me to walk away. Yeah, I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're rolling around with me. In between the sheets, all the sounds you make, with every breath you take, it's unlike anything when you're loving me. Yeah, you guys good? Yeah. See, I know it's getting rough all the time we spend. They're trying to make this love something better than I'm just making up again. Yeah. But it's not like you to turn away from all the bullshit I can't take. And just when I think I can walk away, yeah. I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're rolling around with me. In between the sheets, all the sounds you make, with every breath you take, it's unlike anything. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm addicted to, yeah, that thing you do when you're rolling around with me. Yeah, all the sounds you make, with every breath you take, it's unlike anything. When you're loving me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you're loving me, yeah. Oh, yeah. How can I make it through all the things you do, and there's just gotta be more to you and me, yeah. Well, I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're rolling around with me. In between the sheets, all the sounds you make, with every breath you take, it's unlike anything, yeah. Well, I'm addicted to everything you do when you're rolling around with me, yeah. Oh, the sound you make when every breath you take, it's unlike anything when you're loving me, yeah. Thank y'all so much.
All right.
Thank y'all so much.
Saving Abel. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah,
keep it going.
Keep it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep it going. They're still here. They're still here.
All right. Did you guys have a good time tonight?
Yeah.
You want to do more shows like this? Yeah? Good. We do, too. There's going to be, if you're not following Ridenour Studios, you need to go do that as well. Right. They are doing some really awesome stuff here. So if you're not doing all that stuff, get on their email list.
How do you say it again?
Good stuff. Ridenour, Ridenour, Ridenour. Yeah, see, I knew there was going to be like eight of you. Like, they did. They did it. They got me. That's cool. we posted that video, so if you guys want to tag yourselves in that for what are we giving away again?
We're going to give away a lot of stuff. We got some merch. We got some signed stuff.
That's right.
We got some poster signed, so we may give it. So for those that did not get a poster, we have one or a few of those.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have we got some sounds tickets for those sports fans. We got all kinds of stuff.
Sports.
So I saw a few all people already did it, so keep it going.
That's right.
Also, where's Toby at?
Where did Toby go? Toby. There he is.
Oh,
hey,
there he
throw
is.
Throw that monkey up here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you
there
threw this one and not the other one. Okay. This is Toby, guys. This is, I guess it's our mascot. I don't know.
It's our mascot.
It's whatever it is.
Who watched the Craig Ferguson show? Anybody?
Anybody used to watch that show?
Yeah. All right, y'all remember
Inspiration.
Jeff. This is our Jeff.
Inspiration, that's right. This is our Jeff. He's going to sit right there, and he's going to sing a few songs. No, he's not going to do that. That'd be weird.
That's it.
Weird and awkward. But look at this. Look at this.
Look at this. He's got the perfect mohawk.
It's nice.
Somebody amazing created this.
That's right. I'm going to give a shout out to that amazing person. That's my wife right there, Asia.
Give her a hand right now. Give her a
hand. Do it. Yeah.
Good Lord. Never
so that's
seen
pretty
anything
awesome.
Like it.
She does that. That's her thing. Anyway, thank you guys so much for coming tonight. Please drive home safely or walk, or if you rode a scooter. I don't know how you got here. Uber, whatever it
skateboard.
Is that. I'm not really sure how they got here.
BMXers.
So just get home safe. We appreciate you guys. And again, look for some of these pictures on, I guess, everywhere.
Everywhere.
They'll be all around. So
maybe we'll share all of them. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's a lot of
we'll
work.
See what happens. At Rockcast Show, savingable.com as well. If you missed the merch, go get the merch.
That's right.
It's special. It's unique.
It's out there.
We touched every single one of them. Maybe
that's
they don't
right.
want it then. Maybe we. Anyway.
It's fine.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of the night.
Thank you all for coming out. Be safe.
What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. Parker Miner over there.
Whatever. He's somewhere. It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Just
it's
keep
fine.
Going.
It's all good. Listen, here's the thing. We have been sleeping ridiculously well, and this is not something that we take lightly. This is we love our sleep. Rock stars love their
absolutely.
Sleep, okay? That's all we're saying. So we came across this brand and we fell in love with it. Actually, after about a 45-minute nap, we fell in love with it. It was fantastic. What I'm talking about is MyPillow. Yes, MyPillow.com has all of the stuff that you need to fall asleep very well. Now, listen, it's not just about sleep. It's about comfort. It's about comfort.
Absolutely.
They have, absolutely. Parker, they have pillows. They have Giza sheets. Mm.
Love them.
What else do they have? They have towels.
Mattress
they
toppers.
Have mattresses. Yeah, toppers.
You name it.
They pretty much have it. It's not just pillows, kids.
They
it's
even have slippers, Eric.
They have slippers. Rock stars need
yes,
slippers.
Do.
I don't know if you've seen this, but Ozzy Osbourne wears slippers.
He does.
I'm just saying. That's how that works. Here's the thing. Now, Mike has been so generous lately that he has. He's actually taken his pricing down.
Absolutely.
Just a touch. Just a scotch, if you will. Normally, a king size pillow would be what, like $70?
Could be. Could be.
Something like that. Yeah. Not today, folks. Not today. $30. $30, and you get to sleep like a freaking king. That's right. It
literally.
It's something like what, Parker? What did we say? Like 40?
40 bucks 40 in bucks? Savings. I mean, $69.98 regularly, I believe, is the price. $29.98.
That's right. Now, if you want to go a little bit further and you want to be cool like us, you can go ahead and get that king size pillow. It's just $5 more. It's just a little bit worth it. It's worth every single dime, penny, or whatever it is that you are going to use to purchase those things.
Either way, you're, with us, you're getting a $40 savings.
It's nice. It's nice. MyPillow.com. You can go there and use promo code ROCKCAST for up to 66% off of your entire order. Now, there's also a phone number. You can call 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719. I don't know any of you that are going to call that number, but if you do, it's fine. It goes straight to where we need it to go to, I guess. But I would say just Parker. Hold on. Parker's calling.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, Mike answered himself. Look, Mike Lindell, look, oh, you already know about it. Okay, you know. All right.
He knows about it.
Promo code ROCKCAST. There we go.
Does he really? Oh, that's nice of him. That's very cool. Promo code ROCKCAST, up to 66% off mypillow.com. Go do it right now. It's the best way for you to support the show and support a great American product. Go do it right now. We'll wait. We'll wait right here. Just
we're not leaving.
You know. Go.
We're
go
still waiting. It. You're not pushing the numbers.
Why you're still here? You should go and just do it. ROCKCAST promo code mypillow.com. Look, I need to get the number again. 800-646-5719. Why are you still here?
ROCKCAST.